This call is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tony Loudenbeck of Traders News Source, and I have on the line with me Harry Bafias of Imperial Petroleum, NASDAQ ticker symbol IMPP. And we have a few questions that we have for the investment community. So, Harry, what would you like to say?
Hello, everybody. I'm Harry Bafias, the founder and CEO of Imperial Petroleum. We've been listed for 11 months now. We have had a roller coaster ride. We've been criticized in the past by our shareholders that our results were not that strong, but I'm very happy to say that our last quarterly results that we announced a couple of weeks ago were, you know, out of this world, were extremely strong, and that shows that the shareholders that were patient and stuck with this stock, IMPP, can look forward to some good times ahead.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us your time to answer a few of our questions. So I'll start in on that, some of those questions right now. Could you just give us a brief overview then of your company and its segments and its revenue streams?
Yes, we are a shipping company. We currently own 10 vessels, of which 8 are oil tankers, ships that carry oil, and 2 are dry bulk ships, i.e. ships that carry dry cargoes like grain, sugar, iron ore, coal, fertilizers, and stuff like that. We grew very fast in the last 9 months. We grew from 4 ships to 10 ships. And obviously, we have a very, very strong balance sheet. We have very low leverage, and therefore, subject to market conditions, we can grow further and keep announcing very strong results as the results we just announced recently.
Well, wonderful. Okay, on to the next question. Imperial Petroleum experienced then significant growth in quarter 3 in both revenues and profits. So we say congratulations to you. Could you describe the vessels that the company is operating? I know you touched on that a little. Anything further?
Yes, as we said, the focus of the company is on ships carrying oil and petroleum products. We have had a small investment and a small part of the fleet in dry bulk ships. But as we said from the beginning, our core business is transporting oil. Oil is in really high demand now due to the prices, due to the Russian-Ukraine war, and therefore we are benefiting and seeing very, very firm day rates for our ships.
Okay. What is your perspective on the petroleum and dry bulk shipping market now and in 2023?
Yes. Actually, it's not very easy to make predictions because, as we said, nobody knows what the price of oil will be in 6 months, nor do we know what will happen with the Ukraine-Russian war, if it's going to stop or if it's going to get worse. Nobody knows these things. From what we can see from our perspective, oil tankers seem to have a better short to medium term outlook. Dry, despite the fact it has a very small order book, and dry commodities are still in very high demand. The only negative item is the China zero COVID policy that keeps cities shut down, and therefore demand is a bit muted. Medium term, we think that will be corrected by China. They will open up, and therefore there will be more consumption and more demand for dry bulk commodities. So to summarize, we are very bullish on the tankers short term to medium term, and less bullish on the bulk carriers for the same period of time, but bullish again from, let's say, the medium term onwards.
Okay, thank you. excuse me. Your company recently acquired the dry bulk carrier Echo Bushfire. Is this vessel already in service, and how much revenue will this vessel generate?
We acquired, as we said, two bulk carriers, the Bushfire and the Angel Bay. Both ships are now operating under Imperial in our fleet. We don't disclose the revenue generated by individual ships, but just to give you a guidance of the day rates approximately that these ships fetch these days is around $20,000 a day with approximately $5,000 running costs. So you have approximately $15,000 net, net income, net profit from these ships.
Okay.
Per
day. For our readers that are unfamiliar with shipping, could you briefly explain how the vessel charter rates are determined?
Yes. It's a very competitive market. You have ships on one hand and cargoes on the other hand. To put it very simplistically, when you have more cargoes than ships, day rates go up. When you have more ships than cargoes, rates go down. So, for example, for tankers, there's been an abundance of cargoes because winter is approaching and there's a shortage of oil, as you know well, since also OPEC has decided to reduce their output. And everybody's trying to source oil from longer destinations, longer distances, which is positive for shipping. Therefore, because of this, more cargoes than ships, rates are going up. For dry bulk, we are a bit in an equilibrium. A number of ships with an equivalent number of cargoes, so market is good, but not fascinating as the tanker market is. So this is how normally cargoes and ships get matched. And of course, another important point is how big the order book is for new ships being built. In both cases, in dry and tankers, the order book of new ships under construction is smaller than any other time the last 10 years. So that's also very positive, because if no new ships are being built, or very few new ships are being built, means we're going to have a shortage of ships going forward, and therefore that will push day rates further up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very interesting. Excuse me. Imperial Petroleum reported cash and time deposits of $92.4 million as of September 30th, 2022, which exceeds the company's market cap. So that seems unusual, but why do you believe that that's the case?
Yes, that's unusual, but that shows how strong our balance sheet is, because if you take out all the ships, which have significant value, obviously, but even if you don't consider the ships to be of any value, still our cash is more than our market cap. So that means that we are very undervalued, and that means that if somebody buys the stock at this valuation, I think our market cap is around 92 million or something, that means that your risk is close to zero, as just the cash in the company is more than the market cap. Therefore, the risk of something happening to the company is minuscule.
Very good. Could you offer us any guidance as far as the financial year-end revenues and the EBITDA results?
Yes, generally we don't give forward expectations, but a very rough indication for the full year 2022 would be an EBITDA of about $40 million. And the revenues of about $75 million for the full year.
Okay, thank you for sharing. What near-term catalyst at Imperial Petroleum could be the biggest benefit to shareholders, would you say?
To be honest with you, from a trading point of view, from our ship's trading point of view, we could not wish for a better market. The market is indeed performing extremely well. Our ships are performing extremely well. They're earning much more money than we had expected for them to earn. Our problem is with the share price, because also the share is quite liquid. We have a very big daily share volume, which means that people do like to trade our stock, which is very positive. But obviously, when we have an NAV per share of about $1.2 to $1.4 per share, and we are trading at 0.45 cents, that means that we are trading at approximately 1/3 of our real value. So that's the problem. I think investors want to see at least one more very good quarter to be able to invest more money in our stock. And generally, there's very negative sentiment generally in the States because of the high inflation and the big weakening of the cryptocurrencies, and all this has affected, I think, a bit the psychology of the investors. But we offer a company which is solid, has a good growing strategy, low debt, and a lot of cash. So I think people should take that into consideration.
Very good. All right. Well, in closing, Harry, would you like to use this opportunity to announce any material non-public information for our distribution?
Not really. I mean, we just announced results, so everything is out there for the investors and shareholders to really look and digest. I mean, if you think about it, our net income from Q4 21, our income in Q4 21 was, for the similar quarter in 21 was -918,000, whereas now was 15 million. So that's approximately 15,000% increase. So I think we should get some recognition.